was poor in spirit. She had absolutely nothing. She confessed she had nothing. So she said, this phrase is for me. Some words are for the wealthy.
弟兄姊妹,
we have no right. Some are for the wise. We are not qualified. But there is a portion of the scripture you can use. It's for the poor. It's for the sojourner. It's for the widows. Do you confess that you are poor?
你承不认,
Do you confess that you have nothing?
那这个时候呢,
now, you're willing to glean in the field. When you glean in the field, you put yourself in the lowest place. You are blessed among men. Not just before God. Now there are sheaves in people's hands. This is a grace. You have no right to go and collect that wheat. It is all of the owner. But if you find favor in someone's sight, then there are some wheat that fall next to you. Then you pick up that wheat. Then you become wealthy.
所以试试看, 想想看,
think about it. This way was not given to her by her mother-in-law. But Ruth received this from the word of God. So everybody remember, a Christian, after they received grace and saved, we live according to the word of God. Not just according to the word of God. But we also have to remember, you can take from the word of God is according to your position. Sometimes we're too wealthy. We don't have that position. We're too wise. We don't have that position. Thank the Lord. Ruth has that position. Ruth was not just the Moabite woman. She was also one who received grace. She not only received the grace of God, she will also receive the grace of man. What does it mean to take from the glean from the field? You not only receive the grace of man, God, you also receive grace of man. It's easy to receive grace from God. It's difficult to receive grace from man. It's easy for you to give. It's difficult for you to receive. We're too wealthy. We're too proud. We're too glorious. We can give. But you're not willing to receive. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Someone who receives, it has to receive grace. Someone who receives puts themselves in the place of Ruth. So remember, this is the story of chapter 2. Chapter 2, she became someone that gleans in the field. You understand? She was one who gleaned wheat.
前面重要的前提是什么？What
is the pretext?
那就是我没蒙谁的恩，我就能够失去麦穗。Is
whoever finds in whose side I may find favor, I will glean in that field.
你知道这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
虽然神说话了，
even though God spoke,
我现在有资格可以失去麦穗。
Now I have the right to collect from the field.
但你不要忘记，
but don't forget,
神的话也要在农夫身上工作。
The word of God also has to work upon the farmer.
因为圣经怎么说？
But what did the Bible say?
乃是你收取庄稼的时候， 你不要割尽田角。
Is when you harvest the land, is that you don't cut out everything. You leave some.
然后呢, 丰收以后,
after the harvest, you allow these people to collect from it. It's true.
但这并没有告诉你说,
but this didn't tell you.
他们正在忙碌的时候,
when they're very busy,
你在那里失去麦穗,
you are there collecting the sheaves.
你明白吗?
You see that?
如果那样的话,
because then they'll become very, it will go out of order.
好的, 那么现在我们要问,
now we have to ask. Now they're famine for 10 years. Now there's great harvest that came. Every grain of wheat is like gold, very precious.
所以在这个时候,
so at such a time, so who is willing to leave some leftovers?
如果他不给你们的话,不给他们,没有错,
if they don't give it to them, there's nothing wrong
你明白吗?
With that. You see that?
现在他们收割庄稼的时候,
now it's the time of harvest. After they have finish the harvest,
你才去拾取麦穗。
Then you can glean the fields.
所以不是每一个麦田都欢迎你的。
So it's not every wheat field that receives you.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
这个农场的主人不止读了神的话。
This farmer not only read the word of God.
神的话也软化了他的心。
And the word of God has softened his heart.
你看见吗？
You see that?
这个人变得有恩典的人。
This man is a man of grace.
他总是把恩典给别人的。
He's often giving grace to others.
那你要碰到这样的人。
You have to meet such a person.
所以弟兄姊妹。神已经预备好了他的话。
God already prepared his word.
那么这些农场主人也听话。
And these farmers also listened.
那么现在弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
你看你不是所有农场主人都听话
的。Not all the farmers listened to the word of God.
但有的农场主人。
But some farm owners
came
back from Bethlehem.
所以愿神与你们同在。
So may God be with you.
那么然后那些这个那个他的仆人呢？
And then how about his servants?
就是愿神祝福你。
May God bless you.
所以你看这里有一种的情形。
And there is a situation here.
你看不管主人也好，仆人也好。
Whether the owner or the servants.
神的话在他们身上都有地位的。
The word of God has a place in their hearts.
那这样路德就容易蒙恩了。
And this way Ruth can receive grace.
路德是在这样的人身上蒙恩的。
Ruth received grace in such a upon such a person.
那么这么多农田
Now all these fields
哪一块的农田
Which field
是路德可以拾取麦穗的
Is where Ruth can glean on
不是每一个地方
It's not every field
所以因为这个缘故
So because of this
每天路德出门的时候
Every day when Ruth went out
她都要仰望从天上来的主
She has to look for the grace from heaven
主啊今天不只叫我在你面前蒙恩
Lord may I not just receive grace find favor in your sight
也要我在人面前蒙恩
Let me find favor in man's sight
在我的上司面前蒙恩
In front of my boss
在我的老鸨面前蒙恩
In front of my boss
在我的校长面前蒙恩
In front of my principal
在我的老师面前蒙恩
In front of my teacher
在我的丈夫面前蒙恩
In front of my husband
在我的妻子面前蒙恩
In front of my wife
但愿你的话在他们身上有地位
May your word have a place in their hearts
所以现在明白吗
So now you understand
这就是在迦南地是怎么生活的
So this is how you live in the land
怎么生存的
How do you survive
然后呢这个时候拿俄米说女儿你只管去吧
Such a time Naomi said you go
所以路德就去了
So Ruth went.
你看见吗？
You see that?
她就在收割的人的身后就拾取麦穗。
So she was gleaning from the field of the owner.
这不是正常的时候，正常的情形。
It's not a normal condition.
正常没有一个收割的人让你一直跟着他背后的。
No harvest person will let you follow them all the way.
尤其现在刚好十年以后，好久都没有丰收了。
Especially after 10 years, there isn't a lot of harvest.
所以他们工作一定是最有效率的。
So they have to be the most effective.
所以他们知道怎么样的管理整个的农场。
So they knew how to control the whole farm.
像路德这样的很多的。
So there are many people like Ruth.
这需要是很大的。
There's a great need.
他们不是不要听神的话。
It's not that they don't want to obey God.
他们要顺服神的话。
They want to obey God's command.
但是一切要按照次序来的。
But everything has to be according to its order.
如果一切都根据次序的话。
But if everything is according to order.
路德就没有机会了。
Ruth has no opportunity.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
那一天机会是神给路德的。
That opportunity was given to him by God.
每一天都是神给路德。
Every day is given by God.
如果一个人在那拾取麦穗
If someone is there gleaning in the field
他不只需要恩典
He not only needs grace
他也仰望恩典
He looks to grace
弟兄姊妹看见吗
Brothers and sisters, you see that
他不只仰望从神来的恩典
He not only looks from grace from God
也仰望从人来的恩典
Also grace from man
然后每天就靠着恩典来活着
Every day he lives by grace
然后慢慢他就丰富起来了
Slowly it should become abundant
他不只自己生活
He not only lives himself
而且能和他婆婆一起生活
I can live with his mother-in-law
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
他们做了一天的工作以后
After day's work
他们就打了大概有一依法的大麦
And then she collected an ephah of ephah of
那这个依法的大麦有多少呢
How much is this ephah of barley
大概就是今天在纽西兰最小的一部车子就是那么大
So it's probably as much as a smallest car in New Zealand
能够把路德跟婆婆放在里面
So you can place Ruth and Moab Naomi's portion in there
能够叫路德的饱足然后也能叫拿俄米德的饱足
So Ruth could be satisfied and Moab could be Moab Naomi could be satisfied.
他们怎么生活呢
How did they live?
他们是靠着拾穗而生活的
They live by gleaning in the field.
每次拾穗的时候
every time they
glean in the field 就证明说他们是凭着恩典活着
It proves that they live by grace.
而且这里一点那里一点
A little bit here, a little bit there.
那么这个怎么能够叫他吃饱呢
How can they be satisfied this way?
但是每一天
Every day
你看见都是路德丰收的一天
It is the harvest that Ruth has.
她不止她生活得好,
not only can she live well,
她婆婆也能生活
得好, her mother-in-law can live well.
所以这就是第二章的故事。
So this is chapter 2.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
You understand?
从此以后,
from that time
现在路德就来到了波阿斯的农场。
Ruth comes to the field of Boaz to glean.
不过很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
圣经说她恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
The Bible says that she so happened to come upon the land of Boaz.
那这块田什么田呢?
Now what is this field of Boaz?
主人来的时候要问安的。
So when the owner comes, she has to greet them.
那仆人要给主人祝福的。
The servants have to bless the owner.
你看这里充满了爱。
It's full of love.
你听见神的名字。
You hear the name of God.
神的话有绝对的地位。
God has, His word has a place there.
神的爱在他身上就流露出来。
God's love flows forth from there.
那个爱就代表神的恩典。
That love represents the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
路德是恰巧来到了伯阿斯田里。
Just happened to come to the field of
Boaz. 我们蒙恩得救以后。
So after we're saved.
我们是恰巧来到基督的那块田里。
It just so happened we came to the land of the Lord.
你看见我们的主就是大财主。
Our Lord is that great wealthy man.
整个的田地都是他的。
All the fields are his.
所有的庄稼的丰富都是他的。
All the riches of the harvest are his.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们怎么过生活?
Now how do we live?
我们不过在伯阿斯田里失去麦穗就是。
We are but gleaning in his field.
我们只要一点点就叫我们满足了。
If we just glean a little bit, we are satisfied.
麦穗能养活两个人。
Now, the barley can satisfy two people.
麦穗。
But wheat can satisfy two people.
那这个是两个人，就是婆婆跟媳妇。
So it can satisfy the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就证明说，你看这个农场的主人有何等的丰富。
This proves that the farm owner has riches in his field.
整个波阿斯田就代表基督他测不透的丰富。
All the fields of Boaz represent the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们怎么经历这个丰富
？How do we experience this?
如果一点的麦穗。
It's just a little bit of wheat.
就那个叫我们满足的话
can allow us to be satisfied.
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你就知道我们的主有多丰富。
You know how abundant is our Lord.
每天你读圣经的时候
every day when you read the Bible,
一节圣经就够。
One verse is enough.
一节圣经安慰我们。
One verse can comfort us.
一节圣经擦干我们的眼泪。
One verse can wipe away our tears.
一节的圣经叫我们重新振起，重新发酸的腿再次举起来。
One verse can strengthen our tired legs.
一节的圣经叫我们完全活过来了。
One verse can cause us to become alive.
一卷圣经安慰我们
One verse can comfort us.
一卷圣经鼓励我们
One verse can encourage us.
不是麦穗吗
It's not, isn't it wheat?
一点的麦穗
Some leftovers?
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
你每次来的聚会的时候
Every time you come to the meeting
一个弟兄祷告
A brother prays
另外一个弟兄祷告
Another brother prays
你受了感动
You are moved
就是那一句祷告感动了你
Just that prayer moved you
不光这样
Not only that
讲道的弟兄在讲道的时候
When someone is speaking on the
你不是整篇的道都听懂了
You didn't hear, understand the whole message
整篇的道就好像整个的农场一样
The whole message is like the whole farm
也许太丰富了
It's too full
那个信息太丰富了
Maybe that message is too full
你什么都忘记了
You forgot everything else
你只是一句话
You just remember one phrase
神的这个神的能力乃在人的软弱上显得完全
So God's power is manifested in the weakness of man
就是那句话
So that phrase
抓住了你
lay hold of you
就是那句话
That phrase
养活了你
sustains you
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
很清楚的
Very clearly
第二章给我们看
Chapter 2 shows us
我们蒙恩得救以后
After we're saved
我们怎么过日子
How do we live
我们乃是在波阿斯的田里
We are in the field of Boaz
波阿斯就是基督
Boaz is Christ
波阿斯的田里乃是代表他那测不透的丰富。
The field of Christ speaks about his unsearchable riches.
我们恰巧来到这个田里。
We just so happened to come upon this field.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这个恰巧代表神的安排。
This just so happened is the arrangement of God.
我们不只被带到迦南地。
We're not only brought to the land of Canaan.
我们还被带到特别的一块田。
We're also brought to a very special land.
那是波阿斯那块田。
That is the field of Boaz.
好了。
Now,
现在你看见吗
Now you see,
你来在那里你在那里失去麦穗的时候
When you are picking up the grain of the field
结果波阿斯注意到这个女子
Then Boaz noticed this woman
当我们享受主的恩典
When we are enjoying the riches of Christ
你来聚会
When you come to meeting
你来祷告
When you come to pray
你来读圣经
When you come to study the word
这都是我们失去麦穗的时候
It's all when we glean the field
但是弟兄姊妹
But when sisters
有的人读圣经就读圣经
Some people when they study the Bible
祷告就祷告
They pray they pray
聚会就聚会
They meet
读圣经希望明白一段圣经
They want to understandThe word of God.
只知道如此而已
They only know that.
没有想到
They didn't imagine.
暗中主已经注意到我们了
That somehow the Lord has noticed us.
我们蒙恩得救以后
After we're saved.
你知道吗
You know that?
当我们真的经历主农一切的恩典的时候
When we receive the grace of the Lord.
他牢早注意到我们
He notices us.
所以等一等
So wait a minute.
有一段的对话
There is is a dialogue.
这个对话就是波阿斯和路德的对话。
It's a dialogue between Boaz and Ruth.
那是非常美丽的对话。
A very beautiful dialogue.
所以有人就告诉波阿斯说。
So some people told Boaz.
她就是陪着婆婆回到迦南地来的。
She was the daughter-in-law that came with her mother-in-law back to the land of Canaan.
她是跟着收割的人在拾取麦穗。
And then she was there gleaning in the